The second room introduces us to the beginnings of Leonor Feeney's artistic career and her complex relationship with the Surrealist movement. Self-Portrait with Owl, 1936, is a key work of this period. Feeney portrays herself with an owl perched on her shoulder, a symbol of wisdom, but also of mystery and foresight. Her gaze is proud, piercing, almost as if to challenge the viewer. The artist presents herself as a figure aware of her own creative power, able to draw from the depths of the unconscious to give life to visionary and suggestive images. This self-portrait is a true declaration of intent, a manifesto of her poetics. The owl, moreover, is not a random detail. Feeney loved to surround herself with animals, particularly cats, which she considered magical creatures endowed with a particular sensitivity. In many photographs of the time, we see her portrayed with her beloved felines, almost as if to underline her bond with the animal world and with the instinctive forces of nature. Turn your gaze to The White Weapon, 1936. In this painting, two female figures face each other in a symbolic duel. One, dressed in a dark dress and a mask, brandishes a sword, the white weapon of the title. The other, naked and vulnerable, seems to succumb. The scene is charged with tension and ambiguity. Feeney stages a struggle for self-affirmation, for the conquest of a space of freedom and autonomy in a world dominated by men. The work reflects her vision of the woman as a strong, independent figure, capable of fighting for her rights and for her freedom. It is important to remember that Feeney, although frequenting the Surrealists and participating in their exhibitions, never fully identified with the movement. She rejected the vision of the woman as an inspiring muse, a passive object of the male gaze. In her works, the woman is always an active subject, the protagonist of her own story.